you.
So I'll give you the first sentence,
okay.
And then the second sentence is the only, or the, it's part of the same sentence.
Now, back to the Antique Brick Outdoor Studio.
There we go. It's good. We're good to go.
Fix the Rocky Mountain Way there to wake you up on a Thursday morning high atop Mount Nebo, God's country. The sky is blue. The sun is coming up, but there's smoke in the air from the fire last night.
Good job, Big Baby.
I think we got above the smoke.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was that big of a fire like that close to Ola that only had two or three. And I feel sorry for those folks whose house they did lose.
I think there was just one trailer to burn, they said.
That's pretty amazing.
They were trying to fight it off where it got to the fireworks stand.
Did you guys see that 400 acres burned last night on Channel 7 and Channel 16 were reporting that?
That kind of puts it in perspective when you hear the 10,000 acres
burned
in California.
I think RJ mentioned that last night, saying, you see that thing, wow, that's impressive, just how it looks and how small it is compared to Colorado, just a tiny bit.
Yep. We have one of the...
He's the head. Mike Hall is the head guy. What do you call the head superintendent? Yeah.
Pull that microphone up there close. There you go.
So no disrespect when I call you Ranger. It's because of respect that I call you Ranger.
You look like a Ranger.
Well, yeah. Everybody thinks, you know, work in the park like that, you're a park ranger.
Yeah.
You got a badge.
You got it. We have many hats that we wear, and rangering, law enforcement's just one of them.
Also, too, on a side note, both of Matt's sons play football at Ole Miss. Both played at Russellville High School, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then end up going down with Houston. And, of course, Hugh Freeze is down there now. And they're big old boys, 6'10", 340 is Matt's size. And your other son is 6'7".
About 330.
They grow up big up here.
About to say, what could you imagine the holidays at the Thanksgiving, how much those boys eat? Wow.
Now that little fellow we saw last night with the big shoulders.
Yeah, that's Scott's son.
Yeah,
Scott's son. Yeah, I do hope we're going to have a lot of different folks come by today. There's a 97-year-old that lives down the street. We certainly hope she can come by. Maybe
she's like queen of the mountain?
That's right. She's a matriarch.
I mean, she, no telling what she has seen.
She's
all the
Queen Elizabeth of the mountain.
How many years you been here, Mike?
I've been here 9 years now.
9 years. And this park was established in 1930 officially by the state. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And then there wasn't any development until 1933 when the Civilian Conservation Corps came in.
The CCC.
CCC.
Yeah. There you go. Triple C.
Said that yesterday? Was that you, Basil?
No. Everybody keeps saying CCC.
What is CCC? Of course, we saw the unbelievable photos of World War I veterans who came back after the war and participated coming up here and building this place. And it goes back to the late 1800s up here.
That's right.
I mean, there were some pictures of folks in the 1800s up here on Mount Nebo. A
couple of pictures of Roger in there.
it almost seemed like a scene out of the movie Shining, where Jack Nicholson was in the photographs from early years. Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, too, the Trail of Tears. You know, I didn't realize this, and I needed to do a little bit more research, but it looks like all the trails, I mean, a large majority, unless I was looking at a map that was wrong, a ton of them came through Arkansas. I mean, all of it, even if they started from different states to get to Tahlequah and all those others, all end up coming through the state of Arkansas. I don't know if we promote that as much from a tourism standpoint.
Now you think about it, all the cities in like northeast Oklahoma, Shawnee, Tahlequah, they're all named after Indians.
Yep.
And
And the Trail of Tears was not a good thing. It wasn't a happy thing. So we don't present it like that.
We were talking about how folks in Central and in like Little Rock used to take the steamboat down here.
That's correct.
And they also mentioned that's how the Trail of Tears. That was a boat route that they hauled the Indians off.
It followed the Arkansas River Valley.
And why did it follow the river, David? Because water is life.
Now, there he goes with that again. That comes
Mike,
up.
Mike, we've been to multiple state parks now, and do want to thank the Arkansas State Parks and Tourism for deciding to do this. And when you tell folks about Mount Nebo, what are the things you tell folks? This is what you can do when you come. Why should they come to Mount Nebo?
First of all, we have 14 cabins, so we get a lot of families and people that just want to come up and experience nature. I think the main draw for the park is the wonderful views that we have. We're sitting out here this morning with the sun coming up and looking out over Lake Dardanelle. We have a trail. The rim trail goes around the top of the mountain, and you have views off the mountain all along that trail. So you can just see so much up here. Sunrise Point, you can go down and watch the sun come up. Sunset Point.
Sid Daly's golf course down there.
We were there last night.
Oh, wow.
Watching the sun go down and middle of the week, there were probably 50 people down there. So,
And I think, too, it's hard for us to describe it. You know, like I said, maybe we can post some of those pictures during the show on Facebook. It's breathtaking.
It really is.
It's one of those where you go, wow. I mean, and as we're sitting here talking, there's deer walking up behind us.
I think we got Ninja on the phone.
And Big Baby says he can hear the chirping in the background.
it's a breathtaking area. And that's, you know, talk about having those cabins. You know, bring your wife or a significant other up here and get one of those little cabins. And
beautiful.
You know, you got it to yourself, and not many people are around you, and just no Wi-Fi up here, none of that. You just got to kick back and enjoy the beautiful view.
Come out and get some quiet time, get away from all that.
Yeah, we discussed that last night as Roger was he and JK were going back and forth about something last night.
JK,
what's up, Ninja?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I'll tell you one thing I like about Mount Nebo. The temperature feels cooler up there, but the road going up there, that's a fun drive up. It's even a more fun drive going down. And I think that would be real interesting to try to make that all the way to the top during a heavy snow. That would be a challenge.
Yeah, we talked about that going up and down.
They were talking about people walking up and down at night and
well, the 97-year-old woman that we may see actually drives up and down that thing on a regular basis.
That's right. I think it would be good to see RJ and David maybe start at the bottom and see you guys take off and run and see who can make it to the top.
We've talked about how long it would take to get up. But there's no way you could run that thing. It is.
Yeah, I can fly to Oklahoma faster than they can make it up here walking.
Hey, you guys were talking about Tahlequah, Oklahoma. You know, that's from my California days. My stepfather actually had family in Tahlequah, and that was my first trip to this part of the country. We went to Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and that was my first experience in seeing weather warnings on TV, because you didn't have those in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we actually hitchhiked. Let's see, I did my first hitchhiking in Tahlequah, and also there's some stream that runs through there, and we went out and caught crawdads. And filled a pot up with water and boiled them and ate them. So
the life stories of Ninja.
aren't you just a little Jim Thorpe?
Ninja lives. Well, there's no break in the heat, that's for sure.
No, but we do have a tropical low pressure and a frontal system that's going to enter the state tonight and tomorrow. And for the northern third of the state this afternoon and evening, we do have a chance of some thunderstorms moving in from Missouri, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Some of those could be severe, with damaging wind being the main threat. The system's going to move through the central part of the state overnight, so some of those storms are going to weaken a little bit. And then as the system enters the southern part of the state tomorrow, they'll regenerate. So southern Arkansas, northern Arkansas looks to have the better chances of rain between the 2 days. And those chances aren't very high, but central Arkansas, we'll just have to expect maybe some additional development tomorrow and see if we can get that to take place. Temperatures, get your jackets ready, because we're going to drop down to 97 tomorrow.
97.
And, drop down to 97. It'll be upper 90s over the weekend, and then we're going to warm back up into the right around 100 degrees next week. So today will be, we're looking for 102. We do have more humidity in the air, so a heat advisory has been issued, so those heat index values will go up. And if we hit 100 or 102 today, it'll be day number 17 so far this year.
Well, you know, it was mentioned on the show, people used to come up here because even though it's hot, it's at least you got a breeze up here. And it does make it a little bit more easier, even though it's warm, to have that cool breeze up there. We're not cool, but a breeze, constant breeze.
And it's hard to be upset about anything when you can be up here and look out and enjoy the beauty of it.
I've got some unbelievable ninjas. Y'all see the photos I've got of all of them, Roger, Tommy, and RJ on the perch looking down over thousands of miles of
thousands
Arkansas.
Of miles.
And it's just as they're thinking in their mind about life.
I think I need to be a model after some of those pictures.
You think so?
I
look good.
Did you ever get the answer yesterday? Was that true, where that caller called in and said somebody left?
It was not Branson. But listen, Oklahoma. I mean, it sort of makes the same point that we had to call Mike about going to Branson.
Right.
And I was like, there's no way. Well, I can't even comprehend.
154 miles, that's what that little plaque said.
I can't comprehend getting on the other side of that lake.
I can't comprehend even standing
off
at the edge.
Take a running start and jump.
Well,
you don't get too many second chances.
Roger, we're gonna do that here in just a second.
Roger, yesterday, so funny, Ninja. He gets on the RJ is out there on flip flops on the edge of one of these little rocks, and it makes me a little nervous as it is anyway.
I'm a mountain man,
and then so he sticks his feet over the edge of the rocks, and then Roger goes down there, and instead of sitting,
he's prone.
He's prone. He is laying down where his feet, so he doesn't have to get his full body.
Looked like he was sneaking up to look for German tanks.
They did. That's a good thing to get to that point. There could be some great pictures for sure.
There's no way.
Because we saw the pictures of the girls in the 1800s with their long dresses hanging over the edges of these rocks.
Hanging out.
Gosh, yeah.
I did want to mention too, although we probably already know it, but it's going to be pretty windy today. Southwest winds are going to be gusting over 25 miles an hour, so the fire danger is extreme today. So, like that other caller said, I mean, I saw three people yesterday throw cigarette butts out on Mall Mill Boulevard, and it's a deal. I mean, I respect your right to smoke, but the one thing I question is why smokers think the world is their ashtray. Why is it common to throw your cigarette out the window?
Why do people throw Coke cans out their window? I mean, I don't understand that type of individual.
Why do you spit on the sidewalk?
Huh?
No, I don't throw them out the window.
Why do you spit on the sidewalk?
Well, not all of them do, but I was going to say, do they even make ashtrays in cars anymore?
No, they don't. They're change holders, but you can go to the dollar store and they're for your cell phone plug. That's it.
Ashtray adapter. Is that what you're saying?
You go to a little thing like this little cup right here and put your cigarettes.
Oh, I see. It's not really an ashtray adapter.
No, I don't know why they did that, but they did.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, because they tried to make it stop smoking. But no, yeah,
Roger,
be careful. Gonna happen. Absolutely, be careful. No, I'm going to quit next year.
I'm glad you set that goal. I'm glad you set that goal. Roll with it, Ninja.
All right, Tommy, we do have that heat advisory issued for central Arkansas and up in including the Arkansas River Valley. It's going to be sunny with southwest winds gusting, like I said, to about 25 miles an hour. We do have that chance of showers and thunderstorms for the north part of the state. Some of those could be severe. Little Rock's high 102. Tonight becoming cloudy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, and we'll drop down to 77. For your Buzz Friday, partly sunny. A small chance of a shower and thunderstorm in the Little Rock area, and it will be a little bit cooler with a high of only 97 degrees. Golden Corral for lunch. Easy in, easy out. All you can eat. All at a lunch bargain price. Golden Corral is located at I-40 and Oak Street in Conway, and just north of McCain Mall in North Little Rock. For the show with no name with Tommy Smith, David Basil, Roger Scott, and RJ Hawk. I'm the Weather Ninja on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Basil for Baptist Health. Sports injuries, work accidents, household falls. While it's important to take as many